Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about first-time buyers.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about navigating the market from the buyer's perspective right now. It's not an easy thing to do, especially if you're trying to do it for the first time. You need to have counsel and coaching, and you need to take it with a strategy in mind.
Well, it's interesting. There's a number of people that think it can't be that tough. There'll be a real estate broker holding an open house someplace. Why don't I just go in and see how I can do, which is like not understanding the rules of the game of poker and sitting down at a high-stakes game. Others understand a process. You are being led to the, I won't say slaughter because that'd be an improper term, but you will be at a substantial disadvantage.
That's right. So what you've got going on is you've got people that have acclimated already to the marketplace. I would encourage you to get together with a realtor before you even start digging into Zillow hardcore, because you've got to get to a lender. You've got to understand your abilities. You've got to understand a good thing when you see it by understanding what has sold similar to what you're seeking, to know the trends for price point, how long in the market it should last before it sells, and how far off the list price you might negotiate.
Now, how am I going to get this information? If I was serious in the process and I did what you just exactly stated, how do I get this information as a buyer?
Sitting down with a realtor instead of starting your relationship with that realtor in a house is smart. You want to sit down. What I do in counseling buyers is I want to make sure I understand their depth and breadth of ability and to pay and what that concept's going to look like and who can endorse and say that they will be successful. So an approved lender is important
okay.
in the process.
So restated, go with a very experienced broker who is extremely experienced in the asset that you're looking to acquire. Single family residential, campus area, whatever neighborhood it would be. I wouldn't necessarily pull somebody from Denver, Colorado as a real estate expert to come in and buy Eugene, Oregon.
That's right. So then the realtor's going to meet with you and make sure that they understand what you're seeking. What you want them to do is correct you and redirect you, because it's really, they're in defense of your resale, which means they're in the defense of your investment being something that's marketable future forward as well.
In this process, when should I start talking to this broker?
Talk to me, if it's me,
yes.
or the broker who you choose early on. Not just any broker, Bob.
Oh, no.
And you'll also want to talk to the lender early on, but if you don't have a lender
now,
in
what's
mind,
early on? Like a week, a month before you plan on doing something?
Actually, you should do it as soon as possible, but more on that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.